10 a day. With the release of the first issue of the Cochrane Library of 2009, that's the number of Cochrane systematic reviews you'd need to read every day to get through the complete set in a year. The new Cochrane Library was released on January the 21st and contains 112 new Cochrane reviews. More than 100 of the existing reviews have been brought up to date with new searches for eligible studies, and among these reviews, a few dozen have changed so much that the authors have drawn special attention to their new conclusions. Systematic reviews are vital sources of knowledge for people making decisions about healthcare. They provide concise summaries of the relevant evidence for specific research questions, and the Cochrane Library contains the largest single collection in the world. It's available on the internet at www.thecochranelibrary.com. The new knowledge in Issue 1, 2009 covers many different populations, a wide range of illnesses, and a great variety of treatments or other interventions. There are new reviews of radiotherapy for women with ductal carcinoma in situ breast cancer, school-based exercise programs for children and adolescents, and rehabilitation for elderly people in long-term care. A pair of reviews has looked into ways to improve the quality of laparoscopic surgery, and another pair investigates the effects of acupuncture on different types of headache. There is a new review of the effects of street lighting on road traffic crashes, and an updated review comparing the effects of continued inpatient care with a policy of early discharge to hospital at home. The 14th Cochrane Methodology Review also appears, bringing together the existing research on publication bias. Among the many updated Cochrane reviews, one investigates drops to alleviate earwax. Another covers more than 60 trials with over 5,000 participants testing a variety of interventions for obesity in children. And a third has more than 50 trials of ways to prevent relapse among smokers who have quit. Smoking cessation is also dealt with in another new review from the Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group, providing knowledge for those worried about the weight gain that can follow the giving up of cigarettes. Several of these new and updated Cochrane reviews have been highlighted in evidence pods. These podcasts are available free on the internet and can be listened to, shared and saved from the Cochrane Collaborations website at www.cochrane.org/podcasts.